Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Brenda Cassidy owns Paddy's Irish Bar in Albufeira, along with her husband in Portugal, her husband Jerry and her son Phil, and she's on the line. How are you, Brenda?
Hi guys, how are you?
We're great. So have the pasty Irish arrived?
They have. They have, yeah. You can pick them out a mile away.
And come here, in all honesty, were there a few pasty Irish there before yesterday?
Yeah,
I couldn't possibly say, but yes. But that's good, though. Yesterday, it was the day where international travel was, you know, effectively allowed between EU countries and about six other countries as well for Ireland, as long as you have your COVID cert or your proof that you had COVID or whatever. So, yeah, did you see an influx of people literally yesterday afternoon and evening?
Not an influx now. Like, as I kind of said before, the Algarve is a big place. It's quite large. So, I mean, they're coming in, but they're going to different destinations as well. They're not all just coming to Albufeira. But we have actually seen, we've seen a good few groups now. So hopefully it's going to get better now.
So what's the story with lockdowns and COVID there? Is that Delta variant a thing over there? Are they talking about it on the Portuguese news?
Yeah. No, they are. To be honest with you, cases have risen, but like hospitals, cases and deaths and everything else, they're gone way down. Like there's hardly any, but cases have risen because of the different variants and that. But I mean, it's the same everywhere. So what are you supposed to do? You know,
is there a curfew there at the moment? What time do you have to shut up shop at?
Still bars are 10:30, and restaurants get an extra 30 minutes. The restaurant can go to 11:00. But then at the weekends now, they brought in another thing here that from Friday evening until Monday morning, you have to, if you want to go inside an establishment, you have to have your PCR test or prove that you've been double jabbed.
Oh, right. So Monday to Thursday, you can go indoors, but Friday to Monday, you can't go indoors. Because obviously the COVID virus works extra hard on the weekends.
Yeah. It's very good.
It's refreshing to hear, Brenda, that we're not the only country with these sort of one minute it's science, next minute it's not approach to COVID.
Oh, it's actually getting ridiculous now. It really is. And the other night there, they stopped some live music down on the marina because the speakers were outside the bar. So the speakers should have been inside the bar and the musician should have been outside the bar.
Oh, speakers inside, musician outside. But it was
the musician was inside and the speaker was outside. So that
breaks some kind of COVID regulation.
Well, surely more people are a lot more likely to sit outside where the speakers are and hence be safer.
Absolutely.
And it's just the musician who's putting himself at risk, possibly. I don't know.
Absolutely. And come here, nobody's inside.
Yeah.
What's the story on kind of social distancing? Do you still have to space out your tables and that kind of stuff?
Yes, yeah. We've gone back to only 6 at a table outside now.
Right.
We were at 10 a couple of months ago, but now we're back to 6. So there again, it's just changing all the time, you know, it's changing constantly.
And how's business in general? Like obviously, you know, this is your peak kind of time, the summertime, obviously. I mean, what about before Irish people were officially allowed to travel? I mean, were you getting much of a way of tourists, or was it locals, or who goes into Paddy's on a regular basis in COVID?
It's still really locals. We've been getting the odd tourist in. I'd love to tell you I've made thousands,
but I haven't.
So we have to just wait now, and hopefully the tourists will start coming in, and we're really, everybody here is really positive now at the moment, whereas the last, because the sites have been opened up and everything else, that's where we're really feeling the positive vibes now.
Good.
But before that, we were kind of going, if now we're hoping, like, when, you know, it is going to happen now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember from talking to you the last time, your story was fascinating for anyone who didn't know. yourself and Jerry took early retirement. You got a bit bored down in Portugal and thought, you know what, let's open a bar, even though we have never done this in our lives before.
No.
And is there anything at this point that you're thinking, oh, I never knew I'd have to deal with that, or this is a part of owning a bar that I just never thought I was going to have to take part in?
Well, probably all the licenses that we need out here and everything else. There's licenses for everything, basically everything. So probably that. And COVID hasn't helped us. You know, this we've only had our first year, so we don't know any different.
Yeah.
You know, everyone says, oh, you know, it could be better next year or whatever, and we're hoping it will be. But at this moment in time, we don't know any different because we've never had the, you know, the influx of people and everything else because we only opened last year.
Yeah. Well, the big thing here for anyone who owns anything in hospitality is staff. That people have moved out of the industry altogether, and that's chefs, everybody, waiters, bar staff, and places here are really struggling to find staff. And a lot of people just wouldn't come to work because the PUP payment from the government was actually just too good, and they were getting the same money, if not more, from sitting on their backsides playing FIFA.
They don't get that over here.
Okay, so that's,
you know,
not something.
It's benefits in Portugal are very, very small. You wouldn't be able to live on the benefits over here. You know, they're really, really small. But what's happening here now is when all the bars opened up the last time and all the bigger bars opened up, they took on an awful lot of staff, which was great. People were getting back to work. But then all of a sudden then they were closing again and people were just left.
Yeah.
So, and most of those people probably are, I mean, there's an awful lot of Irish and English that work over here in the bars. So they went home. They had to go home.
Mm. No work.
So, yeah, there was no work. So last weekend there was actually protests and that down in Albufeira because people want their jobs back. And, you know, they're saying, open up, we want their jobs back. And that's hard
to argue with it.
Here.
Yeah. And when you are going on your holidays, where do you go? Or do you just go out your back garden?
Well, we did go on a cruise there a couple of years ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
Although I suppose, like, you have to work all summer long. If it's your peak season, you can't exactly be heading off for 2 weeks and shutting up shop in Paddy's Bar.
Yeah, this is it. This year now we're going to stay and we're going to be ready for everyone coming over.
Yes, smart.
Do you need any musical acts? Do you need two guys who look much younger than they actually are, who can perform songs in the corner of your bar? Something maybe like this.
Absolutely.
I know, I never told you.
Maybe one guy. Maybe he can do it solo. Brenda Cassidy, owner of Paddy's Irish Bar in Albufeira, thanks for joining us. Best of luck for the summer season. Hope things pick up for you and yourself.
Brilliant.
And Jerry and Phil have a good summer.
Thank you.
See you, Brenda.
Bye.
Bye.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.